Bryce was really good again. Now getting into the seventh, we'll give up the kind of a wind-blown homer, a two-run homer. The ball was flying to right. You know, the wind usually doesn't affect the ball in this park, but tonight it was. The ball was really going to right field. So, you know, he did an outstanding job. Seventh inning was, you know, a tricky one just because we want to stay away from some of the guys, and I give him another day, especially Dylan Lee's case. Didn't want to pitch Dylan tonight. Same with Kinley, same with Fuentes. Want to stay away from those guys. So the seventh inning, you know, we sent Bryce back out with Suarez up, but he got a huge out against Valenzuela. That strikeout was huge. That was going to be his last hitter, no matter what. And he gets the punch out, so Suarez only has to get four outs. And again, I sent Bryce out for the seventh because I knew I can go get Suarez at any time. The first three hitters, if I bring somebody in from the bullpen, then I got to wait at least three hitters to go get Suarez. So that's why I sent Bryce back out there. Sandy was awesome tonight, winning some ABS challenges. He got a real good feel for that. Matty with the go-ahead homer. It was a good game all around. And once again, yeah, Bryce did a heck of a job.
Oh, yeah. Matt went through a week or two lull there, but how nice is it to see what he's done with the bat here the last week or so?
Yeah, he's there was a week or so there, like you said, but that happens to everybody. And the good ones, it's only a week. You know, average Joes, it's a month, you know, where they struggle. But the really good ones, it's a week, and then they're right back, and that's what Matt's done. He's just, you know, I always talk about him being rock solid in every way. He just is. He's so reliable. He performs. He plays defense. He does it all. So he's having a hell of a year for us.
What was your thought when that ball went up in the air? And I know you talked about the wind, but with the balls and ball. Was it? He kind of put his head down.
Yeah. Well, I was yelling blow wind because it was high enough where I knew the wind was going to carry a little bit. I don't know if it was going to carry it enough, because he looked like he hit it straight up. But he hit it hard. I think it was like 110 off the bat, if I'm not mistaken. But it went straight up. But the wind was at his back tonight.
We talk about his streak a lot. But for him to kind of shine on Lou Gehrig Day, you know, with the game's current Iron Man.
Yeah,
how cool was that to see?
Yeah. Oh, look, Lou Gehrig was one of my all-time heroes. You know, made all four of my sons do their fifth grade book report on Lou Gehrig. It was mandatory in our house. So, what a legacy he left behind. And then you got our Iron Man hitting the game-winning homer on Lou Gehrig Day. So very appropriate.
Just how big is it for Bryce, you know, consistently being able to deliver deep outings, and like you mentioned right now, also having the trust enough to know like he can get these guys out, and then you can just use Suarez and then he can get the bullpen rest.
No, it was huge. The seventh inning was the pivotal inning of the game. You know, because Bryce was going to have to go back out and get a couple more outs for us, and he was at, you know, 89, 90 pitches already. So it was just an awesome job. By Bryce. Those were huge outs that he got. And like I said, especially the last one against Valenzuela, the punch out. Like I said, it was going to be his last hitter. And to get the punch out there and set it up for Suarez, did only four outs was huge.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.